Okay, Parshas Kisisa, the Parsha of the Luchis. So in Novos de Rabnosom, which is the same thing is in the Medrash also, the Rabbi Yossi says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchis? Because it's a moshel. It's a moshel to somebody who was married, and he gave a ksuba biyad ha-shushvin, he gave a ksuba in the hand of the shushvinim, and when his wife was mezane, so he said to the shushvin, don't give to her the ksuba, because otherwise she will be liable for what she did to me. She betrayed me. So the same thing, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the luchos to Moshe, but when he saw the klal was mezane because of the egel, so he says, don't give them the luchos, because in the luchos it says, Zoveach l'loikim yochram, bilti l'ashem levadoi. If they get it, they will be chay misa. So don't give it to them. And the question is multifold. First of all, Zoveach l'loikim yochram, bilti l'ashem levadoi, it doesn't say the luchos. That's number one. Number two, what does that mean, that ksuba? Meaning, because you don't give it, it doesn't have a din of ksuba? But ksuba has nothing to do with the issue of sashis. Meaning, a person gets killed in his mezane, irrespective of the ksuba. The Makne, in the beginning of Kiddushin, Taki asks it, and he says, Mimonoshach, what Moshe Rabbeinu is mekabel the luchos? If you hold the mindset luchos is the mindset of Kiddushin. So Mimonoshach, if you was just shliach lehoilocha, meaning if he was there, but he Kiddushin not be chal until he gave the luchos over to Klal Yisrael, so then the egel was no problem, because it was nus before Kiddushin. Elamai, he was a shliach lekabola, the second when you receive the luchos, the Kiddushin was chal. If that is the case, so then what does it help to break the luchos? The Kiddushin were chal already. So Mimonoshach doesn't make sense. If the Kiddushin wasn't a chal, why was it a znus? And if the Kiddushin was chal, what does it have to break? And my kasha is even more, but the Medrash says that it's demon, meaning when the analogy to the story is that that's the ksuba biyad ha-shushvinim, not the Kiddushin. Masha, the Kiddushin was chal, and therefore chal is all deserved to get what they got, but there was no ksuba. So why is this a ksuba, and how does a ksuba take away the Yisur HaShashish? And what does it mean? That the problem would have been, had they gotten the luchos, would have been the problem, because it says, Zoveach l'Elohim yochram, bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Where does it say that in the luchos? That's the question number one. Question number two, with the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Gemara in Shabbos of Kudalet, the same thing as the Gemara in Megillah, that mem v'samech shebeluchos b'nes hayu oimdim. Right? B'nes hayu oimdim. Right? So that's why, because but it says the drosha is from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayifin vayered Moshe minahar ushne luchos eidus biyodos luchos ksuvi mishrei evreihem." The luchos is written from both sides. So Rashi says, "Ot mishnei evreihem." His idea is that mem v'samech beluchos ayoyimdim, because the luchos were engraved in a way that they went through. And the mem v'samech were standing. Okay. Now the pasuk, the Gemara learns on the pasuk, "Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim," that was read from both sides. That if you read on one side, nevuv, the other side was buvan, Bahar is Rahav, and Soroi Vesar. Right? So now Rashi explains that the Nes was one Nes. Nes was that went through. But the idea is that when you read backwards, it's still read backwards, like mirror writing, right? When you wrote Nevuv, on the other side, you read Buvan. Right, because you go, when you write, you reread from right to left, and right to left, from there is left to right. That's why it says Nevu Buvan. That's the idea. So that sheet is Rashi. Now, the Marsho and Toises and Rashi already ask, why the example of these words that you read on both sides and they read backwards is Nevuv, Behar, and Sorry, which are not in the Luchos? Meaning the examples are not words of luchos. So Rashi starts milling be'alma. So the Marsho first asks, so what's the miracle? The pasuk says mizeh mizem ksuvim. Mizeh mizem ksuvim, meaning that it was written from both sides, or read from both sides. Meaning everything that's engraved through, you read the full from the other side of buvan. Meaning what's the chidush here? So says the Marsho, the chidush is like this, because you'd have thought that usually when you write in the front, the verse you have to read backwards. You have to do mirror writing because Buvan doesn't have any understanding. The Chiddush, you read Nevuv, but you read instead from the right to the left, you read from the left to the right. Right? That's mirror reading. The Chiddush of the Luchas is Mizeu Mizem Ksuvim, that you read from like normal reading, from right to left. So even though the words were opposite according to Rashi, they still had the meaning. They had the meaning backwards. And that's the Chiddush, because Yudo said that only the word Nevuv would have a meaning. The word Buvan would have no meaning. The Chiddush of the Luchas is Mizeu Mizem Ksuvim, that they did have a Chiddush. That's a state marshal. First, you have to understand that. What does it mean that if you write one way and backwards, they had a meaning also? What does it mean, the meaning backwards? That's how Shittas Rashi. Shittas Orachayim HaKodesh here. And the truth is, the Briskerov says that. He says, the Pshuta Sheldova in Yerushalmi in Shkolim is Mashma. Not like that. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim is Mashma. That how it was read, it was the same way. Was Nevuv Buvan, meaning it should have been written Buvan, but the miracle of Mizeu Mizem Ksuvim is that it was written Nevuv. Anoichi was written Anoichi, but there was not Yanach, was written Anoichi also. And that is something that doesn't exist anywhere else. So, Shteit Briskerov, you could say, if you say this word according to this, it doesn't bring the Orachaim, but according to how it's mashma in the Yerushalmi, it's very good. Because it comes out that the Nes, that Mem v'Samech, that the engraving went through, and the Mem v'Samech were standing as a miracle, that's a miracle on the stone, on the material, on the rock, that the stone was such a thing. Because usually the stone would fall. The fact that the writing read from both sides, that is a miracle on the writing. So it comes out there was a miracle on the stone and a miracle on the writing. It says that's what you could read the pasuk. If you read that, it's very gishmak. The pasuk says, "Va'ifet ve'elu b'shem naharu shnei luchos aidus biyodoi luchos ksuvi mishnei evreihem." Meaning the ksav went through. Meaning mem v'samech mizel mem ksuvi. Meaning you could read both ways. Ve'alucho is maaseh Elokim hema. Mitzad the ness of the lucho is because the lucho is was maaseh Elokim. Ve'amichtav michtav Elokim. And the michtav of michtav Elokim was a double miracle. Okay. By the way, so it comes out machloek is the Rashi and the Racham Kodesh says that's called luchas aedus. Why it's called luchas aedus? Because there are two witnesses that the luchos were special. The ness of the ksav and the ness of the luach, meaning the mizis ben v'samech and the red backwards. So it comes out the Rashi and luchos how the Yerushalmi is poshul pshat mashma or the Rachaim. The machloek is between the motos the ness. One ness was that was red. The front and the verse were read the same way, or according to Rashi, is the verse, the chiddush is that the verse had also meaning, not only the front. Now, by the way, the Mitzvah Yitzchak says that's the pshat in the Bahar, Nevuv, Bahar, sorry. Why did you use these words? They are not there. It says because that's the wind, Nevuv, meaning the air, meaning the concept of engraving through Bahar and Har Sinai, sorry, they left. To tell us that this Mila was left in Har Sinai. Right? In Har Sinai, we were not so for that Mila. And the question that we need to think is, first of all, what's so important about these two miracles? The Kodesh Baruch Hu needed to make a miracle in the Luach, and to make two miracles, to be two Eidim. First of all, the two Eidim are trying to say, and what's the miracle? What's the purpose of the miracle? Why Mem v'Samech? Specifically, Mem v'Samech. And what's the machloek is Rashi and Shara showing him what was the miracle. And more important is, if you look at the Psukim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Luchos to Moshe Rabbeinu, that comes out is in the beginning of this in Perk Lamed Aleph Posuk Yud Ches. The Posuk says, Vayiten el Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, He says, I gave him luchos that are written in the hand of Hashem. So that's it. The posuk, however, in posuk, in periklamet base posuk tezvov, when Moshe Rabbeinu, right before he breaks the luchos, it says, Vayifen vayer and Moshe minahar, ushnei luchos ayidus biyodoi. And here the posuk stresses and says, luchos ksuvim ishnei evreyem, mizeh umizem ksuvim. Why did we wait till here? I mean, why didn't you say when Hashem gave the luchos, you should have said about the miracle? Why dafka before breaking it? So those are the questions. Something that doesn't make sense. What's the purpose of the mix? And also, you have to ask a fourth question, the same idea. Why Mem V'Samech? Why specifically Mem V'Samech? Right? That's the second set of questions. And the third set of questions is the following. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that is called Ksav Ashuri. It's Machloikis. One Madoma says because Ashuri is Me'usha Shebiksav, is the most, what's called, special kind of Ksav, because you know how much stuff you could dash it from there. One Madoma says, is Ksav Kav Ashuri She'ole Mezra Me'oshur. Ezra brought the Ksav. It's not a Jewish Ksav, it's a Ksav from Ashur. It's an Assyrian script. And everybody asks the Ritva, says, oh, thank you, tell me, you darshan so many things, you tell me that there's no Ksav? And the Torah, because according to that Mandomer, the Torah was given by Loshen Ivri. Right? Loshen Ivri is Loshen Ever Nanor. It's called Ksav Libunor. So why, And he says, how can you darshan so many things from a Ksav that's not even Jewish in the script? He says, no. The idea is that for sure the Luchos were given by Ksav Ashuri. But that's the Luchos. The Sefer Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu spread among the people, that Sefer Torah was written in Ksav Ivri. So people, the Ksav Ashuri is the most important because it's the one that you could darshan tili tili mishaloch from Evitag. But that was only the Luchos. Every other Ksav was, and that's what the Machloikis is. The Machloikis is the Sifri Torah, the Klal Yisrael had the 12 Sifri Torah that was given promotion to each one of the tribes. Was it in Ksav? Was it in Ksav Ashuri? Or was it in Ksav Ivri? But Zikr, it was the thing. That's what he says. The Radvan says, L'choira he didn't see the Yerushalmi Shkolim, because the Yerushalmi Shkolim, L'choira says, Beferush, that according to the Man de Omer, that it was Ksav Ivri, the Mem V'Samech, because the Ritva, Raya is because Mem V'Samech B'Lucho is Ayyomid, the Bnei Sayyomidim. According to the Man de Omer, that's Ksav Ivri is not the round letters, it's only is something totally different. So must be that Luch is for sure with Ksav Ashuri. So Shteitner advance, you see that's not the case, because the Gemara says that this Ein, according to the one Levi says, according to the one the Omer holds, that all ate them Bavel, and it was in the desert they used Ksav Ivri, not Mem V'Samech B'Nesa Yoimnim, but the Ein B'Nesa Yoimed. Right? Because the Ein in Ksav Ivri is around them. So you see Beferush that the Luchos were written in Ksav Ivri. So says Radvaz, there's a difference between Luchos HaRishonis and Luchos HaShnius. Luchos HaRishonis were written B'Ksav Ashuri. Luchos HaShnius, according to that old Man De'Omer, was written B'Ksav Ivri. Because they lost Ksav Ashuri when the Luchos were broken. So the question is, if that's the case, why did Ezra bring it back? So right, why were they Zoicha to get Ksav Ashuri back? No matter. And even according to the Ritva, if the Ksav Ashuri was hidden away, is only the Ksav of the Luchos. How is it that Ezra decided to give it? I mean, why were they Zoicha to get the Ksav? Davka by the time when Davka by and Davka indeed, that's Davka by the time when Torah Shebaal Peh takes place. So what's the pshat? Okay, that and why is Davka by Luchos? And you have to understand even more. They were zoicha to Ksav Ashuri, which means they were zoicha to the Ksav of Luchos HaRishonis. But it's interesting, because when the Minds of Purim happened, Esther was wondering why Klal Yisrael deserved such a terrible thing. Why, what's the story of the Nes? And she says, she asked Katach, Ladat Maze ve'al Maze. So she thought that maybe they were over what's written on the Luchos, because the Luchos says Mizeh u'Mizeh hem ksuvim. First of all, so you see Beferush, they were over on the Luchos, that they were Zoicha to the Luchos? That's something that makes no sense. And not only that, what does it mean? They were over what's read in the Luchos, Mizeh u'Mizeh hem ksuvim. What does Mizeh u'Mizeh hem ksuvim have to do anything with the Luchos? That's what she was afraid, meaning that they were over the Luchos, that Mizeh u'Mizeh hem ksuvim. Who cares Mizeh u'Mizeh hem ksuvim? They were over on the Torah. So to answer these three questions, first of all, the set, why is Didon Kipnuya, why is the idea of the Ksuba? The second idea was Mem V'Samech B'Nesa Yoimdim, and why Dafka here? And to understand also the idea of Ksaviv, Ksav Ashuri, why Ksav Ashuri, Dafka Luchos HaRishonis, but perhaps Luchos in the Urzoich after Purim, I think it's important to understand. Reb Tzodek says the following idea. The Yerushalmi brings down Rishonim, I think if I'm mistaken, in the Rishonim, says that Luchos Rishonis, being called Dibur V'Dibur, was called Torah Kulos, written Diktukeo Protea. Meaning all the details in the Torah were written between each one of the Dibris. So in other words, everything was written. So there's a famous Beis Halevi, but their Tzodek explains the following. What the Pshat is, the Torah should be Malpeh, is Mashmah, that was all written in Torah by Luchos Rishonis. What does that mean? He said, because Luchos Rishonis is the world of clarity. When you saw the Luchos Rishonis, it became clear, there was no need for Torah Shabbat because it was self-evident. The Ksav was borrowed ad Moed. All the clarity came from there. That clarity, the world of the Luchos, the Gilui of the Luchos was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgale, they became a clarity of the Dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gilui Boilomu, it was clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself in this world. He revealed himself through the world. The world wasn't the buried HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And that's the Nem V'Samech B'Nes HaYoyim Dim. You know the difference between engraved letters and written letters. If you write, the pshat is that you have the paper, we have the material, and the letters are separate. There is the letters, and there is the material, and there is the parchment. The parchment holds the letters, but the parchment in itself is not the letters. The letters are something additive to the parchment. You know what the engraving is? That the parchment makes the letters. The chidush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the luchos. The Mem V'Samech, they were engraved. They were engraved through and through. That the Chomer was Megale, the Kedusha. The Chomer ceased to exist. So that's why the engraving, the Pshat is Chorus. That's why I'll take the Chorus Elacherus. Because the idea is that at that time, the Chomer did not become a barrier anymore. Just the opposite. The Chomer was Megale, the Ksav. The Luch was Megale, the Ksav. The Chomer, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Chomer. That's the Chidush of the Luchos Rishonis. That you didn't need a revelation, that there was a world of revelation. The world was revelation, right? And that's the idea of Mem V'Samech. Mem V'Samech are opposites to each other. The Samech, as you know, is the round letter, which is the concept of predestination, that you come and you get in. The Mem Sofis, which is the famous square, is the idea that you define your path, is the idea of choice, of freedom of choice. That's why all the mitzvahs are square, and the Yerushalmi says all the natural world is circles. The ultimately is the ultimate contradiction of the world, the Mem V'Samech. But the Nes HaYoyim Dim, that they were compatible. The Chomer was such clarity that the Chomer allowed it to understand how these two ideas, which are opposites, the Mem V'Samech, coexisted. And that's been Nes HaYoyim Dim. And that's Luchos Rishonis. By the way, somebody told me a good word. It says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Luchos Rishonis to Moshe, he says, Kechaloise ledaber itoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished Kechalosoi. So Rashi says, Kechalosoi means Kechalosoi. Loshon Kala. Meaning it was like a bride. So as Rashi says, Dovar Acher Makala miskashetesh bechav dalit kishutim. The same Makala has covered the shutim. Meaning, Besefer Ishayev, Tamid Chochem, Tzor Lius Boki bechav dalit svorim. When I give you, you have to be Boki bechav dalit svorim. First of all, the Gemara in Tainis goes to describe what a Talmud Chochem is. Never said somebody is Boki bechav dalit svorim. Today in Yeshivas, how many guys are Boki bechav dalit svorim? But that's Givaldik, because this is Luchos Rishonis. In Luchos Rishonis, then the way how to know everything, you need to know Torah Shebichsav. Because the world was not a barrier. Torah Shebichsav was the world of clarity. From the Torah Shebichsav, all the Torah Shebichsav emanated. That's why it's Kechalosir Daberitoy. That's very different than today. Mimela, that's Luchos Rishonis. But you look at the eagle. When they built the eagle, what was the idea of the eagle? So the Pasuk says, Aseh Elohim Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu. You be the God that will lead us. What means Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu? So says the Ramban, they didn't want an Avodah Zarah. What they wanted is a leader to replace Moshe. They wanted somebody to be able to guide them to replace Moshe. So the fourth is, when they thought that Moshe wasn't coming, they thought that the world is a world of darkness. They need a constant reminder. They need constant revelation. If you don't have Moshe, how are they going to be able to lead? Because they took the concept of, if you look at the concept of Olam Hazeh, how Luchos are supposed to be, the revelation is supposed to be that the world revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't understand that. They revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself not through the world, but he revealed himself in the world. So if there is no Moshe, they will be lost. Kayadua, they were poigim b'midas adin. That's why they did a shor. Shor is the midbar. The midbar is the world of lack of clarity. There is no water. That's the world they're poigim b'midas adin. They thought that midas adin requires that there is tzimtzum, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to reveal himself in the Tzimtzum, but there is that Chol Laponoi. Not that there is a Gilui through the Chomer, is the world of Ksiva. So what were they Poigim? They were Poigim in the Luchos HaRishonis. What were they Poigim in the Luchos HaRishonis? State Apostle. That's why Moshe and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Luchos. That wasn't the issue. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to break the Luchos. You know why I have to break the Luchos? Because number one, the Luchos are Mizeh Mishksuvi Mishnei Evreim. The Luchos go through. The Luchos represent that the Gashmius, not only it's not a barrier, the revelation is done through the Gashmius. The Gashmius is the one that reveals. And number two, it's the world that the Noisen and the Mekabel see the exact same thing. There is no Hefzeh between them. And that's what Mizeh Mizeh Ksuvim. Machloikes HaRishonim, what does that mean? That there is a symmetry between the Noisen and the Mekabel, that there's no barrier, there's no confusion. What was that? Either that he read what the Noisen gave, or he read in his own way, but was mechaven to a kavon of the Noisen. We're going to discuss about Hashem in further weeks, how that means. But that was the clarity. They were not zoiche for the Luchos, because mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim, hem ksuvim b'shnei Evreim. That's why the Apostle, yes, why does the Apostle stress this here? The Apostle stresses here because that is Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is a violation of that. State the Maral, the Luchos HaRishonis don't have a tes. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, why? Because tes means the word toif, and the luch is broken, the word toiv, the first luch is. Straight Maal, what does that mean? Maal Sheva Tiferet says, because the word toiv means rotza bekiyum, means something that will stay forever. Had Luchos HaRishonis had a test, it means that the matzav of Luchos HaRishonis is a matzav that should have stayed in the world. So when Klal Yisrael were not zoiche to that madrega, so we didn't belong to Torah. But because he didn't have a test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling that this idyllic matzav, it's a nirvana, that's an idyllic matzav, doesn't fit in the world yet. Didn't have a test because the world was not ready for that. This is a paradigm. This is the motto. This is the goal. This is the idyllic world. The world of Luchos HaRishonis, but was not there. The reason why we did the Egel is because the world was not ready for world of Luchos HaRishonis. But Luchos HaRishonis were broken because Mizeh Mizeh Ksuvim, so was not ready for that. That's why we built the Egel. We merely couldn't understand Givaldik. That's why the idea of the Ksuba. The idea is that the Kiddushin was done. But the Egel would have been, had it been consummated, the Chasen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ksuba means that that's a real life, that we have a Shibu, that we are living together. Had it been consummated, we would have no Kiyum. Why would we have no Kiyum? Because we would not be able to exist in the world of Luchos HaRishonis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not giving it. So that's very good. It's not the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. The Ma'aseh Kiddushin is not Matan Torah. That's the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. But was the Kiddushin never materialized? The Ma'aseh Kiddushin was never experienced. That's the last Ksuba. And how is that shown? That's why Luchos HaRishonis were not given. So by not giving the Luchos, so what does it mean? Zoveach l'Elohim Yochram. Because Zoveach l'Elohim Yochram is the idea of Luchos HaRishonis. Luchos HaRishonis tells you that there is no, besides Hashem, there's no other koiches. So if it would have been Luchos HaRishonis, Klal Yisrael would have been violating the entire relationship, because Zoveach l'Elohim Yochram built l'Hashem levadoi. What happened was that because the world was not zoiched to such a madrega, Luchos HaRishonis broke. So we made a Klal Yisrael got an oinish, but the oinish that we got still allowed us to climb back. So that's the idea. So we made a, that's the nes. What's the nes of Mizeh, Mizeh, Ksuvim, Demem, Vesamech? That is the representation. This is the ontological truth of the relationship of Luchos HaRishonis. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu only tells us by the time of breaking, because that's why they broke, to tell you that this is not the matzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Luchos HaRishonis, even though the world is not ready for that, because this is the prototype, this is the archetype, that is what we are what you're called aiming for. Immediately could understand very gewaldic. What's the chiddush of the Nes of Purim? The chiddush of Nes of Purim means that we went to Purim. We were up to the story of Purim. We were in Eretz Yisrael, toward the Besamikdash, towards the Vua. Come to a time that we're in Golus, and we're in Golus, and the idea is that we can't function in Golus because of the ego. We don't have revelation. There's no more revelation. There's Soif of Nevua. There's no Nisim. So when she saw that we are being destroyed, she said, you know, something is because Mizeo Mizem Ksuvim. They can't function. They need revelation because the Ilam Hazeh is not Mizeo Mizem Ksuvim. So therefore, they can't leave. So you know what was the tikkun of Purim? That HaKadosh Baruch is there even by Hester. The Hakara that HaKadosh Baruch, that's why Hester bin Atoy Leminayim, Vanoich Hester as the responder, stating Groh, the Chidosh is that the Gashmi is not that HaKadosh Baruch reveals himself, that the Gashmi is in itself a revelation. Rav Tzodek says, and I didn't bring the Marikos, I'll bring the Marikos, Rav Tzodek says, that's why it's called, the Gmor Numa says, Lav Natzeh Ayeles HaShachar Mizmur David, Ma Esther, Soif, Ma Ayeles HaShachar, Sof Kol HaLayla, of Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. Esther is comparable to Ayeles HaShachar because the end of Onisim is the beginning of a new era. In fact, Rapsodic, 1 second, if that's the end of miracles, it should be the end of the day, not the end of the night. Ayeles HaShachar is the end of the night. Says Rapsodic, no, it is on the night because the time of Nisim, the idea is that there is darkness and there is rays of light. But the world is darkness. The Chiddush of Esther is that there is no night. That even the Gashmius is Mizeo Mizem Ksuvim. So that's why she said, you know something, the reason why they're being destroyed is because now, if you don't believe on the Zemizeo Mizem Ksuvim, there's no kiyum for Klal Yisrael. So the fact that Klal Yisrael were makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitocha Esther, they were zoiche, they climbed back out of the eagle into Mizeo Mizem Ksuvim. And that's the idea of the Kabbalah Satorah Shebal Peh. Kabbalah Satorah Shebal Peh is that you could search HaKadosh Baruch Hu from here and to reach there. That this here, which is the human faculties, human rational, is not only a barrier from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the beginning of climbing back towards the Luchos HaRishonos, the Star Dafka, when there is no more Nevuah. Now the world that you have to deal is the world of darkness, but that's the Kavon and the Tachlis Abriya. So Mizeu Mizem Ksuvim, so show that we are Zoiche to Mizeu Mizem Ksuvim. That's the idea of the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim is Kabbalah Satorah Shebal Peh, that we are able, and what are we zoicha for that? To Ksav Ashuri. Ksav Ashuri is the Ksav Aluches that allows you from Olam Hazeh to use that to transcend into Olam Haba. So that we ask 1 second, Mizeo Mizeo Ksuvim, why? Because she said, Klal Yisrael were not zoicha because they can't function in Golos. Afoch, Satorah Shebal Peh, we could, and how do we transcend? How do you reach to Madreg Maluches Rishonis? Through Ksav Ashuri, so that Ezra, after the Mitzvah Purim or Zoicha to Ksav Ashuri. That's the beginning of Ksav Ashuri. That's the beginning of Luchos HaRishonos. We made it very givaldic. This is the whole idea of the Ksav. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go now to see how this idea goes and connects to Purim and eventually connects to the Jewish calendar.